Hi, and welcome back to another great half hour of New Beat. That's 30 minutes packed with the very best of original inspirational music.
New Beat, where music comes to you in a variety of styles. Ballad, blues, hip-hop, techno,
fast,
slow,
and much more.
We have two guests for you to meet on New Beat today, Somesh Thakur from India and John Listen from the US. They were both involved in the production of a CD called Flame. They'll be talking about the CD, also selecting songs from it to play you on New Beat today. Starting with this one, written, produced by John, sung by his daughter, Sylvie Jean. The CD Flame, that was The Essence of Life, sung by Sylvie Jean, the daughter of songwriter and producer John Listen, who's with us on New Beat today. Welcome to the show, John.
Nice to be here.
John, you've been busy with this unique project of producing a CD of Indianized New Beat songs in celebration of the Hindu festival of Diwali. Where did you learn about Indian music?
Well, it's kind of hard to talk about yourself, but I have been exposed to a lot of kinds of music, I guess, ever since I was young, and I found it not too difficult to go from one style to another.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how fascinating Indian music is.
Uh-huh.
I really got to liking it.
Mm.
Of course, it's still mysterious to me in a way, having not grown up with it, but it's very melodic, and above all, I found out that Indian music is very rhythmic.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on tablas and various percussion instruments that they have. It's just great.
So you learn to play all of these instruments?
Well, that's a good point to make clear. I did not play the Indian instruments myself, but as a producer, my job was to take some of these songs that were already partially written or composed and to do what I could to quote-unquote Indianize them.
Mm-hmm.
These were songs where the theme was already about light, and we wanted to be able to use them. So the challenge was to turn them into somewhat Indian or Indianized songs.
I see. So, well, let's take some time to listen to the opening number from the CD Flame.
You're My Light.
You're My Light was written by Simon Rugley. Simon's a longtime missionary, and he wrote that song about Jesus. And we were able to take that song and make it a nice Indian opener for the CD, adding tablas and Indian flutes to it. And I'm really happy with how it came out.
You're My Light, written by Simon Rugley, Indianized for the CD called Flame in celebration of the Indian Festival of Diwali. By our guest on the show today, John Lisson, one of the veteran producers of the New Beat Band, who for the past 20 years or so has lived in Japan. Now I'd like to also welcome onto the show Sumesh Thakur from India, who was helping John to produce this CD over the internet, working at his studios in Delhi. Welcome to New Beat, Sumesh.
Well, I'm very happy to be here with you today. Thanks for inviting me.
Sumesh, tell our listeners, how did the inspiration for this CD come about?
Well, we wanted to have a CD of songs ready to be released by Diwali, mm-hmm. on the theme of Diwali.
What is Diwali?
Diwali is a festival celebrated in India around the end of October or November. Mm-hmm. And you have lights everywhere and people burst firecrackers. And you know, giving each other sweets, gifts. It's a little bit like Christmas. Uh-huh. Anyhow, the problem is that unlike Christmas, where you have a lot of Christmas carols, beautiful songs, you know, mm-hmm. there is, you know, that kind of musical aspect to the celebration. There's no such thing in Diwali, you know, per se. There's no Diwali music as such. Uh-huh. We still wanted to give it a shot, so after discussing, we felt that it would be nice to have all the songs on the theme of light. You know, mm-hmm. the songs need to talk about light or in some way, since Diwali is the festival of lights.
There's one song on the CD which is totally in Hindi, Diye Jalte Hain. It's very catchy. Could you please explain what this song is all about?
Okay, so the meaning of the song for your listeners who don't speak Hindi, it goes something like this. Diye Jalte Hain actually literally means lamps light up. The song talks about walking down the road of your life and, you know, when you feel lost and you can't see the way ahead, you don't know what the goal is, then if you just start reaching out and helping people who really need help, you know, reaching out with a hand of friendship and of love, then you will find that as those withered faces light up with a smile, then you will see your path clearing up too, and you'll be able to see the goal clearly.
Raah meri jab nazar aati nahi jab tak ho bhari palkein bhigi bhigi saath mere ho ya ho na koi phir bhi dil mein aawaz aati hai raah guzarte kisi ko chain nahi har pal pe हाथ बढ़ाऊं जब मैं खुश हो जाए दिल खिल जाए जिंदगी दिए जलते हैं मेरी राहों में जब खिलते हैं मुरझाए चेहरे मंजिल तक चलते जाना चलते रहना कागज जैसा जब खत्म हो जवाब देना होगा किसी को हंसाया हाथ बढ़ाया किसी के अंधेरे में रोशनी लाया दिए जलते हैं तेरी राहों में जब खिलते हैं मुरझाए चेहरे मंजिल तक चलते जाना चलते रहना
And that's Somesh Thakur, who composed, sung and produced that song, Diye Jalte Hain, for the CD called Flame, from which we're featuring a selection of songs on today's New Beat Show.
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to New Beat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org. My name is Simon. You're listening to a special edition of New Beat. With us on the program today are the two main talents involved in the production of a CD called Flame, John Listen and Somesh Thakur. Somesh, what has been the reaction to this CD in India?
Some of the first-hand reactions have been very, very good. Mm. I know of one person who listens to it every morning as he goes to work because he finds it gives him such a tremendous boost of inspiration.
Uh-huh.
Another neat thing is that there's a very wide variety of musical styles in the CD.
Right.
No two songs are exactly the same style, and there's a lot of fusion happening throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, it's really unique. Uh-huh. For example, there's Simon's song, Love is the Sweetest Thing, which is done in a Punjabi Bhangra style, but again, it's sung in English with a colored American singing it. And you know, this kind of music has normally been this, the domain of Indian musicians. So this actually proves how universal a language music really is. And that's the kind of stuff that's never been done before. And the best thing about it is that all the songs have such a positive message of hope and light. Light in the midst of darkness, and that's something that's very relevant these days, especially.
One of Simon Rugley's classic numbers, Love is the Sweetest Thing, been recorded a number of times since he first wrote it way back in 1976. And that was the very latest version produced by John Listen for the CD Flame. Well, back to you, John. Let me ask you, why were you, as a Christian, interested in making a CD in celebration of the Hindu festival of Diwali?
The Diwali festival is based in Indian mythology and gods and goddesses and things. But I think it's even something we can use as Christians. I mean, you can use anything to witness and to show God's love. And one thing we could use regarding this festival is because it's the Festival of Lights, and we as Christians know that actually God is light, and in Him is no darkness, like the Bible says. So that was kind of our theme. And we could take this CD out and sort of proclaim that love is the light, basically.
I see. Well, John, I think it's your turn to introduce the next song.
Out of the Darkness. You may have heard this song previously before it became an Indian-style song. I don't know how much we can call it really an Indian song, but there are now some Indian instruments in there. It's a beautiful song about the change that happened in someone's life as they came out of the darkness and into the light.
I can remember the way that you used to be, hiding deep within yourself the desire to be free. But then the seed began to grow, and though you've just begun, the flower of a brand new life is reaching for the sun. See you.
Russell Pratt inviting you out of the darkness and into the light. One of nine classic songs that you'll find on this terrific CD called Flame. And we have time for one more song, a song that has been very popular on New Beat, people loving the fusion of Indian and Western styles. Somesh, what inspired you to write this song?
Well, I didn't really write that song. John wrote the song. I just did the music and the lyrics for the Hindi parts. We wanted to incorporate a bit of fusion in the lyrics too, English and Hindi, both, because that's sort of cool and in India. I started thinking that it would be really great if you could somehow show the celebration aspect of the festival in the song, musically. Sort of like the world coming out on the street, dancing and singing and celebrating. And the rallying cry could be in Hindi. And, the Hindi bridge and the ad-lib say something like, well, let's dance and come on, sing, my friends, in every heart, in every mind. Let's light the lamps of love. One interesting thing that was that we wanted to have a choir leader sort of instructing the crowd and what to do, like, come on, clap your hands and, you know, that kind of stuff. And he's shouting out the instructions in English, and then all of a sudden, the crowd starts responding in Hindi. Again, sort of underlining how music and love are truly universal languages.
So
anybody of any religion would agree that love truly is the light of the world. God's love is the only force that can bring light to dispel the darkness in the world. Well, that brings us to the end of today's New Beat. Thanks so much to John Listen and Sumesh Thakur for their contribution to the program. Here's our email address if you'd like to get in touch. It's mail@radioactivated.com. Please also check out our Activated website at www.activated.org. Also, newbeat.org, where there's a wide selection of New Beat songs available for free download. Until the next time, this is Simon wishing you well and saying bye for now.